This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is The Daily Check-In, a show that looks at how our lives have been affected by the MCO, and which is basically our way of asking, how is everyone doing? So I'm Lee Tree Lin, here in the studio.
And I'm Hezra Ashraf, calling in from home. Today, we really wanted to focus on people who are directly affected by the changes that have been occurring in our lives, our work, our society. And that's our frontliners.
Yeah, because while the vast majority of Malaysians have been told repeatedly and in no uncertain terms to stay home, there have been others who've been instrumental in this fight against COVID-19 and in keeping the country on track. So we're thinking here of medical workers, our doctors, nurses, hospital cleaners, but also about all the drivers and riders who've been delivering food, groceries, necessities. That's before we even begin to talk about the people who are still working in restaurants, the people who are working in grocery stores, the people who are delivering our mail. The list just goes on.
Yes, and I'd imagine that there are a lot of anxieties involved in that, right? I've seen videos of doctors and nurses online breaking down because it's mentally exhausting to constantly put their guard up, whether they're at work or at home. I mean, even going out to get groceries myself, I'm always worried about being too close to other people, hygiene, touching my face. And you add to that actually having to treat patients or meeting people who are picking up deliveries, and it's really a lot.
Yes. And that's just us, right? So today we're going to be checking in on two people who are at the front lines, Daniel Wong, e-hailing driver, as well as Dr. Izzuddin Azharuddin, who is a medical officer with the anesthesia and intensive care units at Hospital Tawau. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you very much.
Yes, and just to give a quick disclaimer, is a friend of mine, so we do know each other, and we go back a bit.
Yes, we do go way back.
Just to put it out there.
So we're continuing a pattern of checking in on Hezrael's friends. if you have any questions for either Daniel or Iz on what it's like to be an e-hailing driver or a doctor at the moment, you can, of course, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So, gentlemen, maybe you can talk to us about the last month of the MCO. How have things been for you? What has your daily life been like? Iz, maybe you can start us off.
Hi everyone. So basically for the past month, life's been the same. I still go to work every day, but a bit more scared of what challenges that face at work. Like you said, keeping my guards up. It's quite hard, and the schedule has been a bit more hectic compared to before the MCO started, before this COVID-19 pandemic started. Life has definitely been different at work, at home. Mostly at work, you're just cautious. Even treating regular patients, you have to be cautious because some of them are of an unknown status, and it affects all of us. Affects all the hospital staff, all my colleagues. We're all constantly worried and constantly taking care of ourselves, at the same time trying to treat patients in the hospital. So it's a bit more difficult than previously. Yeah, it's much more difficult nowadays, but it's manageable still. It's manageable. Yeah.
And Daniel, what about you? What have things been like, in terms of your life and your job at the moment?
Oh, for the past month, it's quite slow, and then sometimes it's like we are also cautioned to pick up customer because we e-hailing drivers, we don't know who are we going to pick up. And then recently they released some of the Grab drivers that so we can do our food delivery, we have less contact with customer, and then we also do our Grab Express, so delivering parcel, everything, so we have lesser contact with customer. So as a precaution, daily we wear masks, and then I have a small basket of like disinfectant spray, antibacterial wipes and hand sanitizer. So every time after we pick up a few customers, we try to clean the car and then disinfectant the seat, everything. Then when we have no customer, we also do wind down the window to air the car out. So to try to be cautious of all the bacteria, all this in the car.
And Daniel, do you feel, you know, when the MCO started, did you feel nervous about working throughout this period? You know, how do you feel about the work you do now, that now that you are wearing masks and having less contact with customers?
Yes, we have a bit of get, because we don't know who we are picking up customers, because we are randomly picking up customers from the app only. We would not know who the customer has been interact with. So we don't know, is it a risk? So sometimes it's like we try to avoid certain areas like hot zone. And then also we also have regulations that we need to pick up the customer only can within the 10 kilometer radius. Anything exceed, we will not take them.
And Iz, what about on your end? I know you mentioned being worried about dealing with patients who, you know, you don't know who may or may not have COVID-19.
So it's generally, it's about safety and it's about wearing your personal protective equipment. That helps in a way. Definitely, it prevents us from getting the disease. And if we have it, it prevents us from transmitting the disease as well. In general, work-wise, it's different, because on some days of the schedule, I do involve myself in managing COVID-19 patients. And during that time, definitely the fear is there, but we've been assured that with good protective equipment, good hygiene, good hand hygiene, using the sanitizer, and we also shower every time we see a COVID patient, just to reduce the risk of us getting COVID. So it all helps in a way. But there are also days off where they allow us to, my superiors allow me to treat regular patients, in a regular operating theater, or maybe just regular patients in the wards rather than COVID patients. So it's a bit of a balance of both. So it's quite tolerable now. It's water off a duck's back. It's common for me. It's an everyday duty nowadays. Yeah, it's a daily thing.
And both of you are talking about the precautions and the things that you do while you are out in the world, right? Like having your mm-hmm. face masks, having your protective gear, having your sanitizers. But what do you do when you get home? Do you really feel the need to like wash your clothes right away, for example? You know, are you doing things like that? Daniel?
Not really. But usually I come back straight away, take a bath, remove all the clothes, put aside. Then, because I'm staying only 2 person, so I usually don't wash the clothes every day. So every 2 days, I will just bring the clothes and then go and wash it. I will put aside as a safe distance. Anything else?
Well, what do you do?
Yeah, in general, basically, okay, working directly with COVID-19 patients, yes, the fear is definitely there. And precautions at home would be, generally before we go home, we're advised to shower once using some antiseptic soap at the hospital. Then I'll shower second time at home. And my clothes are always separate, not in the same room I'm in, just to be really safe. I'll just put it straight away to the washer and just make sure, even if I order takeout or if I get a delivery, I will be sure to sanitize the parcel and the food containers before using it. It's actually not that difficult after you get used to it. Yeah.
And how do your families feel about the fact that you're both working on the front lines?
My family's been worried. I mean, my mom and dad, they call me almost every day, wondering how I'm doing, where I'm working today, what shift. Any parent would be worried regarding, you know, managing COVID-19 patients. But the most important thing for me, I guess, the best advice my parents have given me is to always comply to the PPE. And if in my line of work, sometimes you have to do something quickly, an emergency procedure, and we always remind ourselves that in a pandemic, there is no such thing as emergencies. We must protect ourselves first, then only attend to our patients. So when I assure my parents all these things, and they are much more at ease, but they're still worried constantly, you know, day in, day out, I'm managing these COVID patients. But we're still holding on. It's quite good still.
And Daniel?
Oh, for me, yes, my mom also do worry every day and ask me where you have been, everything, because I'm staying with my mom. So sometimes I come back the time, I usually tell her that maybe you stay 1 meter to 2 meters away from me first before I go shower and clean up myself, everything. So for me, I don't really pack any food. Usually cook at home only.
We're speaking today with two people who are on the front lines at the moment. We have Dr. Izzuddin Azharuddin, medical officer with anesthesia and intensive care units at Hospital Tawau. On the line, we also have Daniel Wong, e-hailing driver. So just hearing different perspectives on what it's like to be out and about and working at the moment. If you have any questions for either Daniel or is, or if you yourself are also an essential worker and you'd like to share your experience, you can of course call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back on the Daily Check-In, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 4:19 in the afternoon and you're listening to The Daily Check-In, a show that explores the ways our lives are being affected by the MCO with Lynn and Hezril. So on the line with us, or over Zoom with us, it's very weird to say these things, but yes, over Zoom with us, we have Daniel Wong, e-hailing driver, as well as Dr. Izzuddin Azharuddin, medical officer with the anesthesia and intensive care units at Hospital Tawau, both people who have been really, you know, part of essential sectors, essential groups who are helping the country run at the moment. So while we're talking about the country and in a way the government, there have been a number of policy announcements from the government that affect both your industries. How closely are you following these announcements and do you feel the trickle-down effects right away? Daniel, have you been following along?
Yes, I do start following along, and then usually I check on the news, everything. So because like for us, sometimes we on the road, so we have like news, we will tell you like where have roadblock and then where is a red zone. So we will take precaution over there. Because some for us, e-hailing drivers, we will have a lot of hassle for like pass by roadblock. Because we also e-hailing, we don't have any special lane. Some of the places don't have special lane. So we also need to queue, follow the queue for the jam. Usually for roadblocks, like a few places, like sometimes we will take 30 minutes just to pass the roadblock only. So usually we will like update. And then we do have like some, we have like groups, WhatsApp group. So have our driver will update us. Okay, oh, today this area we can't go in. So it's very, very jam, all this. And we do share information around.
Mm. Iz, what about you?
Being in Tawau, one of the red zones or hotspots of the country, It's definitely different because I felt the regular RMO and the reinforced RMO. It's definitely different, and definitely information and new updates have to come in almost instantaneously. As even in our own hospital, we have our own groups where we circulate the news, and we have internal memos regarding new policies and changes. We are informed regarding the roadblocks, and we were given passes and also stickers to allow us to drive through the fast lane. I understand it must be difficult for Daniel and other citizens to go through roadblocks, but it's much more easier for us. It's facilitated for us, and it's definitely much easier to go through, but sometimes these roadblocks do cause some substantial traffic jam. A normal 5-minute commute from home to work can go up to 30 minutes the other day when they just started the reinforced RMO. It was quite difficult, but we were well aware and we were informed regarding the roadblocks and all these issues quite early beforehand. So we were well prepared for it. Yeah, I guess the government is doing quite an excellent job regarding circulating information and new updates regarding the RMO. Yeah.
Mm. Now, what do you do to pass the time and take a break from work? Daniel, do you want to go first?
Oh, yeah. For pastime, sometimes now we just drive around. Sometimes, like, because some of the days is like very slow, we don't have any booking. So the only choice have YouTube or any Facebook to go and sit down at the car park at the roadside, and then before waiting for a job, so we just like check on Facebook, watch some video in YouTube. Have nothing that much to do. We can't hang out with friends or so we just hang out alone in the car while waiting jobs.
Mm. Have you tried cooking at home?
Huh?
Tried cooking at home?
Daily is cook at home. My mom cook. Sometimes I cook because I also used to be a studied chef, so I also have a cooking experience. All this.
Great. And what about you, Ez? I know. I think I've seen you lift some kettlebells at home on your Instagram.
Well, to pass the time, definitely we do the usual stuff, home workouts, you know, trying out new recipes. That new thing, Dalgona coffee, I'm sure everyone's been trying it, you know, Dalgona coffee. I tried making it once, not my kind of drink, but that's how we pass the time generally. Cooking, home workouts, you know, just reading, especially like for me, COVID-19 is definitely something new. So updates come out every day, new drugs, new therapies. So we go through those and try to apply to our patients in the hospital as well. So generally, it definitely gets bored because I'm just not a stay-at-home person. Yeah, it does get bored sometimes. But, you know, we try to comply to the RMO and stick to it best as I can and avoid going out at all costs, actually. I even order food in all the time now.
Yeah. And is before this MCO happened, I know you were looking to transfer back to a hospital in KL to be closer to your family after, because you've been in Tewa for a while. So what's the situation with that now, with the pandemic, and will that be deferred for a while?
For regarding that part, I really have no say for now, but I'm certain that all transfers do get deferred for now. Even the master's application for to specialize in their respective fields are being held on hold for about a few months. Probably until end of the year. And definitely the movement of medical officers from different states, different hospitals are definitely deferred for now as to allow these hospitals to cope with the waves of COVID-19. Hopefully the waves will end soon, but for now, the transfers are not really happening that quick. So we'll just wait and see how it goes later on. Yeah.
We're approaching the end of phase three of the MCO soon. I think there's going to be an announcement very, very soon today, in fact, about potentially what happens after this. If the MCO is lifted or relaxed, how will it affect your lives and your work? I mean, what are you hoping for, Daniel?
Because usually, like now, even leave off or so, if still have the pandemic, still linger around, I think I will still take a precaution. Maybe try to take lesser customers still, because you never know. Until it really, really have a cure with it, then only I think we'll pick up back.
And Daniel, you know, just to pick up on something that you mentioned right at the start, you mentioned how for many Grab drivers, I think there's been a diversification, right? Not just passengers, but also looking at food, packages. What has that been like for you, actually? I mean, has that affected your income? Has it helped a lot to have those other options?
Actually, the income will be lesser because nowadays, not much people movement. For food, lucky the food is zero commission. Other than that, it's like, for like delivery, we have still need to pay the company commission. Some drivers have a bit suffering is because like they have car rental. If they rent from a company a car, so they still need to pay daily 35 ringgit. Like for me, I'm lucky a bit because the car is my own, so I only pay the loan. So now loan is suspended at the meantime, so it's still okay for me, but for some of the drivers it's not really they are still having lower income and then they need to pay like daily rental is no doubt they reduce the rental already, but it still is a cost for daily
For sure.
And then the income, most of my friends and like me also, our income have been like roughly half from what daily income before the MCO.
And you don't see that improving right away, right?
I would not think you will improve right away because it will gradually improve for me, because I don't think so. We'll have a lot of people will be moving around still.
And what about you? I mean, if the MCO is lifted or relaxed, do you see that changing your life at the moment?
Generally, it's about having a new norm. As our Prime Minister's mentioned before, life definitely will change despite the lifting of the RMO. It's a new norm. It's our own selves taking care of our own selves, you know. Just queuing in line, maintaining the 1 meter distance, good hygiene. It's the new norm nowadays. Generally, even after RMO, we still, for me, it's important for us to definitely try to stay indoors, try to stay away from crowds, and also to maintain good hygiene, as it's not certain that the COVID-19 has ended. We have been successful so far.
Are you there? Okay, we may or may not have lost Is. We're going to wait for him to come back. But nope, sorry. Zoom gave us false reassurance that maybe Is was back on the line, but he isn't. Or he is.
Hello?
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah. I'm back. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Technology at work.
Yes.
Yes, technology at work. This is definitely one of the shortcomings of online interviews.
It's all right. We have you back now. So yeah, you were saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically about the new norm, trying to stay indoors despite lifting of the RMO. It's definitely, we have to train ourselves to maintain a safe distance, avoiding crowds and maintaining good hygiene despite absence of the RMO. It's, yeah, generally for me, I'll just maintain this distancing for now until the COVID-19 is much more under control and maybe a definitive cure is found or a vaccine is developed later on. We definitely have still, it all blows over.
And is Ramadan starts tonight. Have you observed fasting away from your family before?
Yeah, basically I studied abroad for a few years and most of my Ramadans when I was in medical school were far away from family. Yeah, that trained me a bit, you know. I can make my own meals now. I can cook. I can cook. Waking up is a bit of a hassle for sahur because it's really early here in Sabah. It's about an hour earlier compared to Peninsula. Yeah. But yeah, I've observed fast before away from home, and it's a holy month. It's basically just trying to, you know, pray most of the time and, you know, be good Muslims for this whole month.
Daniel, for your part, how important has it been to have the support of the community of your fellow e-hailing drivers? Are you guys in touch a lot? Does it help to be in the same boat, I guess?
Yes, especially like for me, it's more to WhatsApp group that I have like at least 10 groups, but I have own one of the group. Then we have like interaction. We're like during like I was driving that time. Sometimes I was free at a roadside. So sometimes we will chat to each other, what are you doing, or any job today, what's your job, what you delivering or what you are doing. So sometimes we have like interesting like stories from drivers, like tell us some funny stories or this. We'll just laugh in the car, but nobody around. So it's like, it's good to have like, for e-hailing drivers, it's good to have like, you have your own group, one whole group like that to chat with each other. So you won't get bored and then you won't get lonely sometimes. Because sometimes you drive alone, you like delivering things, then you will wait for another job to come in. It will be quite boring also.
Mm.
And since you'll be fasting away from home and, you know, the nature of your job now is more stressful and demanding, do you and your colleagues have plans to help lift each other's spirits during the fasting month?
Definitely, Israel. It's the situation in the hospitals are usually we will break fast together buy food. Sometimes there'll be potlucks going on, but maybe this year will be different as we are also practicing social distancing in the hospital. But probably there will be our communal breakfast in the pantry, but while maintaining this social distance. So we'll share food. And the past few days, a lot of my colleagues have been bringing dates, which is definitely something which we usually consume in Ramadan to the hospitals, and we've been putting it in the pantries all over the wards and the ICU as well for our breaking of fast during this Ramadan. So that's the small part that we can do to help each other lift spirits during this festive season, which is definitely not so festive anymore after COVID-19. Yeah.
And with that said, right, so in closing, what at the moment is giving you hope or keeping you going during this time? Daniel, what is it for you?
keep us going at that time. If like work, and then if like you stay at home, you get bored also. So usually we will like go out and drive and then do some job and then come back. But usually I will like, nowadays, because we have a specific time that now can have booking and then to end of the booking. So usually I will drive later in the day, because like e-hailing drivers is 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. you can be on the road. But usually I will choose to take like 10 p.m., drive until say around 7 p.m. I will go back home already, because nowadays also is safety also is another reason to come back earlier, because nowadays also have a lot of cases also like robbery, all this, some follow you home to rob you. Because like for me, I just like before dark try to come home earlier, because sometimes some of the transaction is cash for us, so we do sometimes hold some amount of money, quite a huge amount, sometimes it's a less amount, but you never know, sometimes people will want to rob you or anything.
Absolutely. And Iz, what about you? What's keeping you going?
Definitely, the thing that keeps me going is the thought of going back home. For now, leaves are definitely frozen and there are no flights to KL. Definitely missing my family and hoping all this blows over and probably I can have Eid with my family in Shalam. Yeah, basically, we all want to go home, actually. That's your main drive. And definitely, we also hope to see Malaysia, which is free of COVID-19, where we are safe to go out again and perform our usual daily activities. Definitely, that's one of the hopes that keeps it up, keeps me going day to day in my job. Everything I do is just so that Malaysia heals again. Malaysia becomes free from COVID-19. That's the hope that keeps me going. Yeah.
Iz, Daniel, thank you both so much for joining us this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You just heard there from Daniel Wong, an e-hailing driver, as well as Dr. Izzuddin Azharuddin, who's a medical officer with the anesthesia and intensive care units at Hospital Tawau, talking to us, checking in with us about the experience of being frontliners in this time of the MCO and the COVID-19 pandemic. If you have any thoughts or questions, you can, of course, send them through WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. You've been listening to The Daily Check-In on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.